Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Well, I don't know, I just wonder. Not fair. I'd heard of a herd of mice. It's just naturally run over. Some people get naturally run over. Kind of well over the hill, you know. See what's on the other side of the mountain, you might say. That's the largest, I don't know why. Just wonder. Differently, I just thought, well, up to a English open country, you might say, and they're acquainted with their ways kind of the economy, I would, you know.
Well, what year was it when you first came up here?
Well, I first came up in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I came out to Esther in 1949.
And so you sort of made Esther your home?
Yeah, I had Esther a home address for a long time.
And what did you do when you came to Esther?
Well, I worked for a mining company.
Uh-huh.
Down on a gold dredge. They don't have any more dredges around, but they used to dredge right around our Esther, you know. Call that the Golden Heart of Alaska. Very rich ground out there was.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty deep. There's lots of gold mined out there. Right, and they call it Fairbanks Exploration Company.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turned into the United States Smelting, Refining and Mining Company.
And
still known a lot to the Alaska people as a FE company. See?
Yeah, that's how I know of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had you always wanted to be a miner? Was that one of the reasons for coming here?
Well, that was part of it, you know. Yeah, I was interested in that. I did a little bit of small scale prospecting. I didn't have any big equipment, just hand tools. I got some ground out of it. And I got a little bit of mining ground out here, but it's
How old were you when you first got here? When 48?
I was 46 before.
Oh my goodness. So you done a lot of things in your life before you even got up here. You'd done quite a few things in your life before you even got to Alaska.
Yeah, oh yes, a little bit, quite a bit. Well, I was raised in South Dakota, and I worked at different jobs there. Construction work, farm work, mostly farm work. And like you say, construction, common labor work, this or that. Construction. Jack of all trades, master of none, as they say. Not all trades, but. Yeah,
Well, we...
And you stick to one thing, maybe, most, as much as I should. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
No, heck.
I don't like my own regret, no.
Good, that's what I wanted to know. I mean, and so you came up and worked for Epi Company and did some mining on your own and... What did you think of the country then and the people? I mean, you liked it and you stayed here.
Oh, liked it fine. Yeah.
It suited you? How did it suit you?
Pardon?
How did it suit you? Why did you like it so much?
The people and the climate, and it's a good climate all year round.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, and for an all year round climate, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh yeah, I like it. I like it in the summertime. My goodness, steady daylight in the summer, that sold me, you know.
Yeah.
You like that too?
Oh, I love it. That's so me. I mean, that's the whole reason I stay here, is I just think that's magic, you know?
And yep.
I just think that's the most wonderful thing.
And yes, I do too.
Never get over it. I never get over it.
I don't either.
Mm-mm. It's a real wonder to me, and so I feel the same way, yeah.
Gosh.
And I guess most people do, I don't know, but it's just for me. I don't care whether most people do or not. I love it.
Funny.
So you decided you wanted to stay.
Yeah.
If you were looking back on your life right now, how old are you, Evan?
83
this month, okay. When you look back on your life and the things you've done, can you tell me sort of how you feel about life and...
I like to find and daddy, that's all I say.
You like life found and dandy?
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing you would change or go back to or... Right. What were some of your happiest times? The times you found most exciting and you liked the
most? I don't know. I was slugging kind of lucky and got out of here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You mean you hit the right jobs and did the things you wanted to do?
I was pretty well content, yeah.
And contentment has always been very important?
Oh,
yeah. Mhm. Do you think part of that's that you needed to do what you wanted to do in a place where you wanted to do it?
Oh, yeah.
I think is part of that that you needed to do the things you wanted to do in a place that was free to do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How would you describe your life in those days here when you first...
Oh, I don't know. I just... I don't know, just living like anybody else, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't married, but I didn't kind of my own business, and therefore I got along pretty good.
You think, I agree with you, that seems to be a real characteristic of Alaskans, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The ones that like staying, tend to their own business and get along pretty well. Do you think it's changed very much nowadays?
Huh?
Do you think it's changed very much nowadays?
Do I what?
Think that Esther and Alaska has changed?
Oh, it's always change. The only thing we can be certain of in this world is change.
Mm-hmm.
Change a little bit, of course. things went bad or the nature hasn't changed. I guess everything changes except human nature.
Yeah.
I guess that's right.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, they're pretty jolly people up here in the room.
Did you find the people here any kinder or different than anywhere else?
They're just as...
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you work for the FE company for many years?
Not very long, no, no. I just put in, I didn't work for them very long. I enjoyed working for them, they're good outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you sort of struck out on your own, or what did you do then?
Oh, I kind of went out. I was out at the Air Force Base on the lab field.
Uh-huh.
And now it's, there was a lab field, now it's Wainwright now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wainwright. I was there for a long time. I was in the heating business, worked for one of the force engineers. And, I was out there 14 years.
That's quite a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hike over much of the backcountry? Did you explore much of Alaska?
Oh, I didn't get around in Alaska like a lot of people. I used to go to the Yukon River.
Mm-hmm.
And had a couple of mining claims over there. Finally peddled them. Had a cabin in Rampart.
Mm-hmm.
And I peddled that too. I went out in the country there. It was kind of sold. I had some ground over in the port of my area once. In a camp over there. And I had a good camp. I inherited it for about.
Another miner that had left?
Yeah, he's. I worked with him out on the race course, and some of us took care of him when he was sick, and he, those guys were all gone, and he, just, he'd be the, what you call it, not rich ground, but he'd be doing money out of him. And a good camp, two good cabins. And, oh yes, I had quite a bit of ground. I peddled it, and before the price of gold skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm. Well, life's like that, isn't it?
I still got a bit of money coming forward, but not much. And I can go there. It's a kind of a home away from home, so I'm
mm-hmm.
out there on that trip.
Did you ever go back out with Pat Garner? I mean, back out, he went back a lot. I wondered if you ever accompanied him.
No, I never. I knew him a lot. We visited back to the horse. In town here, but I never was out with Pat on any expedition. Well, Pat got out around a lot. My God, yes.
He did, didn't he? Yeah, I know. That's why I wondered if you did too. Yeah.
But no, not like he did.
No,
I'd get around time when horses just over there at Rampart every summer. I'd go over there on my annual leave, see? And I had some life of Riley over at Rampart. Good God. That time at Yukon River, everybody's jolly over there. Nice, friendly people over there. That was very nice. They all do a little fishing. That's their main occupation, kind of. Fishing, and they do some trapping, of course, and then sometimes they're back and forth from Rampart to Fairbanks. If they're in Fairbanks, they get homesick. You wish the hell he was back in Rampart. When I go back to Rampart, I'm going to put you back to
So you enjoyed your life a lot here?
Oh, yes.
You think life sort of, I feel as though life was, it was a good life. Still
yeah.
Is. You're not dead yet, by a long shot. So.
I've been enjoying it very much.
Why do you think you enjoyed it so much? Do you think it was just because it was the sort of life you wanted?
Oh, it's just natural to want it. A lot of people just get out and kind of explore a new or a different part of the country goes on and see how people do in other localities, you know. Some people don't care to do it. But if they do, why in the world do it?
Did you do any exploring before you ever got to Alaska? Did you go?
Any what?
Did you explore any other areas before you got to Alaska? You mentioned you worked on the farm and you did construction. Was that all in South Dakota?
Yeah. Well, no. I worked some in somewhere in other states. I wasn't in all of the states, but I never was in the eastern part of the United States. Earlier, in Montana, where I lived, in the Middle West, mostly my hangouts, you might say.
Did you ever go out again after you once got here?
Oh yeah, I went down a couple times. I didn't walk for many years. After I went over the first year, I went out from back up my street. Long time before when I was in 15, 16 years.
Well, that is a long time.
Yeah. I never stayed outside. Never stayed out there over 3 months. Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
To come up here. I had long in the joined the Alaska Pioneer Lodge here. And I belong to them. That's the only lodge I do belong to, no anymore. It was in the Eagles a long time ago, but for a while. But I used to go to the Eagles in Seattle.
Mm.
And I worked in Seattle. I lived there about 4 years before I come up there.
How did you get up here? Did you come up on a boat or did you?
Well, the first time I flew up.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and after that, I come up on the boat, and I never rode up over the highway yet.
Oh my gosh, well, you still got that to look forward to.
I just come up, I've been in Canada, but I've never been out over there on the highway.
Hmm.
No. So I flew up. I must come on the boat.
When you were on the Yukon, did you ever go up near Circle City or walk the Circle City Trail?
Oh. Yeah. I've been in Circle City, not very much. I just from Circle City itself. I've only been there once.
I just went.
Circle City is a hot spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there, Circle City just once. Yeah, a long time ago.
Well,
when you were there a whole day.
Mm-hmm. They have quite a famous trail called the Circle City Trail, and it just ran through my mind that you might have been on that. But
well, I haven't been on all the trails up there. The Taylor Highway,
mm-hmm.
I've been up and down Taylor Highway.
Mm-hmm.
On chicken and eagle and other stuff down there. The Road Commission had a camp there that it's a roadhouse there. McCombs is owned it and it was a pretty nice place to go and stay a while ago on the little cabin and go around and go do a little bit of grilling, fishing around if you want to. Yeah. It's pretty interesting up and down that Taylor Highway.
So then, when, I guess in the last few years you came back to sort of settle and stayed in Esther, decided that was the...
I got acquainted with Esther here quite a while ago, and I figured the first time I saw Esther, I liked her, see? I liked her, yeah. And I just figured, well, this is good enough for me. Came out ready, my old man. I bought this cabin, Esther.
Oh, you bought that? I thought you built that.
No, I bought that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I never, I built a cabin of my own out in the Black Hills once, on some mining ground, but I peddled that a long time ago. And had a little bit of a cabin where you could lay right in bed and reach over and build a fire in the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Shucks. Yeah. But I never...
You ever built one in Alaska?
No. I had bought some.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. And that camp in the... In the 40 mile, like I say, I got that from, the guy willed it to me. I didn't build any complete cabin in Alaska.
Were there lots of miners around when you first came up here in about 48? Were lots of people mining and going out?
There was quite a few. They were working for this Happy Mining Company, see? They had,
mm-hmm.
So they had, in the summertime, they had about 1,000 men working the world. Had several cats going, you know. And they were a pretty good outfit to work for. A lot of people called them cheap, but they weren't cheap. They fed good, and by God, they never missed a payroll.
Well, that seems something good.
And they were good, they were all right to work for.
Hmm.
Damn right.